Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Sometimes cynical and negative world, 98PXY dares to feel good.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
This is Moose and Breezy's Vibe Check.
Yeah.
PXY mornings on the number one hip music station, 98PXY.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Alrighty, you guys, it's time for the Vibe Check this Wednesday morning. You got Moose, you got Breezy, and we're just...
We're checking in, baby.
585-252-9800, that is the number to do so. Breeze, where's our friends at?
They're here, they're excited. A lot of people found out about our live show for the very first time yesterday on Instagram, because, you know, not everyone can listen to the show at every single moment, so it's important that they stay in the loop, and we have a listener right now by the name of Hannah that says she is very excited for it.
Hannah Banana, come through.
Candy Andy actually messaged me on Instagram and right here. He said, hey guys, it's Candy Andy. Vibes are good. Congrats on the live show. Love you. Can't wait to see you. He's fully taking off work for it.
He's got
fully taking off work for it.
Yeah, he's got that graveyard shift. This is a Friday night. It's going to be at Jiva Theater.
You know, when we were planning this, he was one of the first people that I thought about because I was like, there are some of our listeners that work different hours than us that will have to take off work if they so choose. And that is like the biggest compliment
big time
ever.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So.
Yeah. So either, you know, or unless you get fired before then you're free.
Right.
Come through. All right. Candy Andy, thanks for all the love, man. Appreciate your message this morning.
Absolutely. Who else is here? We have Brittany weighing in. Brittany said, vibes are good. Wrestled with my toddler last night until 11, but we're here. We're surviving.
Sounds
just not thriving.
Sounds exhausting.
Mm-hmm.
Surviving, but not thriving.
No. What about you? Vibes?
Oh, through the roof. Through the roof. Had a wonderful dinner last night, Breezy.
Nice.
Yeah, order Chinese. I'm just kidding.
No.
Can you imagine? I'm so swollen, you guys. I'm just retaining salt. Yeah, life is pretty good. It was a really productive day yesterday. I got a lot done. But man, it rained last night. Like you wouldn't believe.
Mm-hmm.
Just washing some of that snow down the drain.
Gotta do it.
I feel like a lot of people who were sick over the holiday, because urgent care. The waiting rooms were just filled to the brim.
Yeah.
And I feel like people are finally starting to turn around and feel better.
Including
including my family members.
Yeah.
Because everyone for the holiday was down for the count. How are your vibes?
Vibes are good. You know, just getting everything ready, getting everything together, getting back in the swing of things. Just, you know how I get. If I have something coming up, it's really all I'm going to think about and all I'm going to talk about and obsess over until it's done. So that's going to be me with the live show for the next month. So buckle in.
Buckle in. Yes, that's true. Bills are going up against the Jaguars on Sunday at 1 o'clock in Jacksonville. First playoff game.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on pins and needles.
Yeah, I'm panicking. So
By the way,
I texted my friend. I was like, I'm going to be in the fetal position in the corner of your house on Sunday. So
I don't want to jinx it, but I'm throwing it out there. I had a dream, and in the dream was the two teams that were going head-to-head in the Super Bowl for Super Bowl 60. And those two teams were the Los Angeles Rams and the Buffalo Bills. Now, if this comes to fruition.
Not him thinking he's the Simpsons, predicting the future.
I'm just saying, it was so vivid. And I was at the game. And I'm like, Bills
and Rams. At the game?
I was at the game. And wow. I was like, Bills and Rams in Super Bowl 60.
Interesting.
Okay, we'll see what happens.
All right
guys. Thanks for all the good vibes. Let's talk about, for the big story of the day, there's a lot of residents in Greece who are super fired up over a new project. And the zoning board says it checks out, and they're saying, no, this shouldn't have been approved at all. We'll tell you why the neighbors are twist when it comes to this new gas station being approved near high school. We'll talk about it coming up next on the show.
Wake up to PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy.
When you tell your smart device to play 98
PXY. PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, welcome back to the show. Residents in Greece, the old stomping grounds, are expressing a lot of frustration after the Board of Zoning Appeals approved a new Delta Sonic gas station right near their homes. People are pissed.
Not pleased.
No, I guess, you know, I don't blame them. I know exactly this location where they're talking about. The proposed site is going to be located at the Wegmans Plaza there on Latta Road. And it's going to include 8 pumps, vacuums, and a car wash. This is no small gas station. We all know what Delta Sonic and how big that is. I mean, they're putting it right there by the Wegmans. And I'm curious, how many of you listening live in that area and want nothing to do with it? Because one nearby homeowner of 2 years voiced her concerns about the impact on property values and student safety, saying one of the most prominent realtors has said that this would destroy our property values.
Yeah.
It's one thing you have to think about. Christine Rice said, where I live in that neighborhood, you cannot make a left-hand turn already on Long Pond. You have about 2,000 students in that area between Greece Athena Middle and High School. And then you have the Greece Assembly of God School and then the Montessori School. And they are the ones who will be most heavily impacted by this. So Delta Sonic stated in a previous meeting it would implement noise reduction measures by using trees and a fence.
Right.
It conducted a traffic survey which found Department of Transportation or the New York State Department of Transportation. They said the other thing is people are criticizing the zoning approval process, noting that the developer's request for changes to zoning regulations, they're requiring 80,000 gallons of gasoline tanks when only 20,000 gallons are permitted. Something's not right here.
Something's off. Something's off, and we're going to get to the bottom of it.
We always do. Something stinks, and it's not my upper lip. The planning board is set to vote on the site plan tonight. So more to come on that. We'll see what happens. But neighbors in Greece are not really happy about this.
Not loving it.
How many Delta Sonics are there? You do have the one on Westridge Road already. You have
the one right here.
Henrietta. There's one in Main Street here.
Yep.
There's a handful of them.
Yeah. I mean, it's a huge operation. That is for certain. It's massive. So I can see where the concern would lie.
No, of course. Coming up on the show, you guys, a mom reached out to us because she is genuinely worried about her 19-year-old daughter. She's a great kid, but one thing has completely taken over her personality. And because of that, it's starting to affect her mental health in her relationship with not only her family, but the people around her. We'll get to the message Danielle sent us for parental coming up next on the show.
Will be.
At what point does letting your teenager have their own opinions turn into you stepping in because it's really affecting their mental health?
Truly.
It's PXY Mornings. You got Moose and Breezy here. Thank you guys for listening. Take a listen to this. This is wild. I want to read you this message from a mom by the name of Danielle. Her 19-year-old daughter has all of a sudden made politics her entire personality.
Ooh.
And because of it, it's destroying her relationship with her family. Anyone know someone like this?
Yeah.
Can you think back?
Uncle ever.
Can you think back to your recent holidays? What was that like? 585-252-9800 if you want to comment or share your thoughts this morning. Danielle wrote, "Hi, Moose and Breezy. I was wondering if you'd be willing to air this message on your show because I'm honestly at a loss and could really use some perspective from other parents. As a mom, I'm worried my 19-year-old daughter is getting ahead of herself, not in a bad kid way, but in a way that's starting to take a toll on her and our family. She's completely consumed by politics. I don't mean casually interested. I mean, it's everything. Every conversation, every interaction. It doesn't matter if it's dinner, a car ride, a family gathering. She finds a way to bring something up that is controversial. She has a job, she's in school, she has friends, she won't talk about any of those things. And when she tries to engage me in these conversations, I make a real effort to stay calm and neutral. But when I ask even the simplest question, like, okay, how did you come to that conclusion? She shuts down or explodes.
Oh, nope, she's triggered.
A lot of what she's repeating comes from reels on social media.
Of course.
30-second videos, random accounts, things that don't have real sources behind them. I don't want to silence her or dismiss what she believes, but I'm worried this is affecting her mental health in her relationships. And honestly, I'm exhausted.
As you should be, Queen.
Was hoping somebody might have advice or has been through this certain situation that I'm in. I love my daughter's passion, but it's starting to take over her life. Thanks for any help. Okay, first off, Danielle, please don't ever think this is just a phase that your kid will grow out of. They won't. There are so many grown adults that act this way now.
Mm-hmm.
That's why the country's so divided.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And honestly, it starts young.
It starts young. I think it's great. She's passionate. But making it your entire personality, I can understand why. She's got to be angry all the time, especially if you disagree with her.
Mm-hmm.
Does anyone have someone in the family like this who is consumed by politics? And are they constantly argumentative? I mean, this is obviously taking a toll on your daughter's mental health.
It's definitely something that a lot of people deal with, and we just talked about this yesterday with families and family dynamics around the holidays and things like that. And I think that when it comes down to your daughter being this interested, it's a little nerve-wracking because they're so young and so impressionable that they don't always know what they're talking about. They're just taking what they see on TikTok as Bible.
Sure.
And that's, like, obviously not the case.
Yeah.
So
politics will make people angry. Nobody anymore wants to sit down and listen to other people's viewpoints. And, I mean, God forbid you don't agree with them, especially your daughter. 585-252-9800. I mean, I don't know what the advice or suggestions are here today. What are you going to do? She's 19. She's an adult. You can't take her phone away. It's where she's getting all her information from.
Right.
It's an option, especially if she's still living with you, but that's not going to go over well. I don't really know. We have Chrissy weighing in first. Good morning, guys. Social media absolutely fuels this. My daughter went through something similar. Her anxiety was through the roof. Blah, 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 blah. We didn't ban anything, but we did encourage breaks. Therapy also helped her learn how to disagree with people without spiraling. You make a great point. I think that's very important.
Yeah. Honestly, get her into a speech and debate class.
Great idea.
Like, I did it in college. It was
really
one of the only classes I got an A in. But
I can see that.
Which makes total sense.
It really does.
A in speech and debate and A in public speaking. So everything else I was failing miserably at. So I guess I chose the right career.
Yeah, they should have given you an A++ in gaslighting. Kate says, Moose and Breezy, why don't you show her some legitimate new sites and research topics together? It's a good idea for her.
That's too much admin, truly.
If she brings up a topic, tell the mom, I don't know, let's look into it together and show her some reputable sources to use instead of reels on TikTok. That's good advice, too. Honestly, I'm really down with the whole class thing. That's a great idea. Don't
take
you
take the speech and debate class? Don't
you have to be in college to do that?
No. I mean, there's like different clubs and things like that. There's a debate club in high school. There definitely is.
Yeah, but she's out of high school. She's 19.
Okay, then go to a debate.
Go to a library.
Yeah. They have those things.
They're debating at the library.
Or go back to high school and run the club.
That's an option. Take your daughter's phone away. I'd be exhausted too. People like this drain the life out of every room that they walk into. You can't have a normal conversation with them anymore.
Or
that's not being informed. That's being consumed.
Tell her, hey, this house is a no politics discussion zone. Like, you're not going to do that.
There is a time and a place. Always. And bringing it up at family events and holidays and weddings and funerals. I mean, read the room. You want a debate, no problem. You want to get your point across, fine. But know when to do it. Because people are just throwing up information at you. And if you don't agree with them, that's it. They will explode. Mm-hmm. Let's go over to Eric. I don't care what side she's on. If every interaction turns into an argument, she's the problem, period. You don't get to hijack every family event because you watched a reel. That's what we're talking about. Let me get to one more here. This is a lot. This is weighing on the family.
Yeah.
Danielle is exhausted. This is a good one. Vel says, good morning, guys. This is pretty normal at that age. I'm guessing politics wasn't a daily discussion topic during her childhood. Now she's starting to develop a political awareness and discover how many injustices there are in the world. Let her explore and discover that on her own. If you have the chance to suggest how to find better, more reliable sources of information, I would do so gently. It's a process.
It's just also difficult because, like, if your child is, like, so gung-ho on politics and a side of politics that you are not gung-ho on, it's hard to reason with them because you obviously don't share the same belief system, right?
Or like interest.
If you're super left and your kid is, like, super right, it's easy for you to sit there and be like, well, you don't really know anything and, like, you're really young and, like, whatever the case may be. And they could come back at you and be like, you're just saying that because you don't agree with my views.
Right.
So
I think Danielle's doing the right thing here by being neutral. You know, and letting her let her daughter express her passions and what she thinks she believes. But that's the problem, though. When she asks, why do you think that? Where did you even get that source from? Her exploding is not probably healthy.
Right.
You have to be able to talk about it, right? So I think the takeaway here is this. Having opinions is healthy. Not being able to turn them off isn't.
Period.
Thank you guys for all the messages and opinions this morning. We appreciate it. We're going to take a quick break. Be right back.
98PXY.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
So apparently people have officially crossed the line with AI. PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. We are no longer using it to write emails, help with homework, or figure out what's for dinner.
No.
People are now using AI to see what their future kids or their future spouse is going to look like.
No, it's insane.
It's like, wow, that person is really jacked up.
And you know what? It's cute and fun, but I low-key think it's dangerous. And AI scares the crap out of me. It really does. Because there are things that they can do, they, them, she, her.
It.
It. I'm like talking about them like they're a real person. That it can do.
That, no offense, AI.
No, we don't
want to assume your pronouns.
Respectfully, of course. And found myself in a situation last night. I love chat. I talk to chat every day. Chat helps me with a lot of things that I need to do that make my life a lot easier. And it can do it better than I ever could. And it helps with outlines and guidance of things. You know, it's not the end all be all, but it gets a nice start going for you. Yesterday, I'm like winding down, getting ready for bed. I'm about to brick my phone so I can basically like shut it off for the night.
Yeah.
And I get a text message from my fiance who's outside taking the dog out.
Oh, so she texts you while she was outside.
Literally, we were apart for like 2 minutes. So I get a text from her. I'm like, I hope everything's okay, because the last time I got a text from her 5 seconds after she left, she smashed into a deer. So I was like, what's going on here? And she goes, she sent me a screenshot of her in chat and goes, it's a photo of her and I. And she goes, make us a family. And chat comes back with me, her, our two kids, and a random man in the corner, which I'm assuming is probably you.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Let me see that. Please show. Let me, please. I thought it was more cartoonish. This is an actual.
No, this is an
actual photo. Who's the dude?
We don't know. We do not know. No, we don't know.
Oh, at least you have a son. You have a little, very cute little girl.
We're in a throuple with a man.
You, Patrice, and I'm assuming that's me.
Yep, fully you. Fully you. So yeah. Slide to the next page.
Can I just say, extremely cute kids.
Right. Right. Of course. Well, of course. I mean, they're mine. So slide to the next page, and that's like what it would be if it was just the four of us.
This is creepy.
It's creepy. So I'm like, she's like, this is what our kids would look like, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, okay. You're
going to let your kid wear this much beige? He looks like a Band-Aid.
So, okay. I have the photo. I'll post it on our Instagram at 90pxyrochester and Breezy on Air.
Please.
So I'm like, okay, this is like cute and fun and like it's fun to play pretend. But I think that this is very dangerous moving forward for a lot of different reasons. Number one, this is kind of giving and setting people up for an expectation of what their future kids are going to look like that will not probably ever lead up to what it is. Right?
Big time.
It
no.
It really won't. And, it's just not going to.
Imagine showing that photo to your actual kid one day. Like, yeah, sweetie, this is what AI said you'd look like. And honestly, it oversold it.
But like, and I think it's leading to like disappointment. I mean, obviously you're going to love your kids, of course. But if you have this idea of what your kids are going to look like in your head and it's just your imagination, that's one thing. When it's on a screen in front of you, that's a whole nother level. That's a whole nother ballgame. And you know my fiance Patrice, she loves to perseverate on things. So her being like, oh, well, you know, this is our son and this is what he's going to look like and blah, blah, blah. There's going to be a level of disappointment when we actually do have a child.
Of course.
And it's like, oh, well, they, you know, aren't a towhead and they have pitch black hair and whatever. It's not what I was expecting.
They're, yeah.
Or what you know, drummed up for me.
They're jacked up. Yeah, they're not cute.
And I think it's like cute in theory, but I think this is the level of danger.
It's emotional.
With AI.
It's emotional damage. At what point do we just let life surprise us again? You know what I mean? When do we do that? Why can't it just be a surprise? I've played out in my head so many times of what my kid was going to look like. I'm not using AI.
Right.
But just I've seen
normal.
It. I'm in the hospital room. My wife gives birth. They hand me the baby. It's a different skin color. Yep. I've played this.
He goes, I'm out. An easy out for me.
Deuces.
Yeah. So the whole AI thing, and I think it's just toying with people's emotions. It's one thing, like you said, to help you write an email and, you know, do a little one sheet here and there. But to be like, here are your kids, it's creepy.
No, it is, but I can totally understand too. I understand why people are so
curious. Because we all want to know things about things that we have no idea about. And we want to know what's to come and we want to know what's next. And we don't want the element of surprise as humans. We can't handle it.
But that's the thing. Okay, you're going to use AI to see what your future spouse or kids looks like. Fine. Go ahead, though, and take it with a grain of salt. There are so many people that are so confident in this technology that they're thinking, oh, this is exactly what my kid is going to look like. Says who?
Yeah.
Who says?
No, I know. I'll post those photos for you guys. not Patrice framing them around our home.
Oh, no.
Join Moose and Breezy anytime. Anytime.
Call or text 585-252-9800.
PXY Mornings. On the number one hit music station.
98 PXY.
We as a community are rallying around a 14-year-old right now who was involved in a ski accident who resides in Fairport skiing over the weekend, and they were involved in a collision, according to a family member. There are injuries that they are obviously recovering from right now, serious injuries at Strong Memorial Hospital. And I mean, 14-year-old boy from Fairport, you know, just going to ski, having a good time with his friends and family on Saturday afternoon. And now he's in pretty critical condition. He's pretty banged up. There is a GoFundMe right now for his name's Alessio. And like I said, 14 from Fairport. They're hoping he pulls through. But this is what I'm always talking about when we come on here and we talk about rallying behind people in this community. His family's already been able to raise around $13,000 as of yesterday at 4 p.m. So obviously this is going to be a long road ahead of him for recovery and things of that nature.
So that $13,000 and growing is huge and extremely helpful for his family. They're just hoping that they can – this money will allow them to focus on what's important, and that's supporting Alessio and making sure that the recovery process is, although it going to be very long, smooth, and indeed his family says that they are incredibly overwhelmed and grateful for the support of the community, and that's just
of course
that's just what we do here in Rochester.
Of course, I mean they're facing overwhelming medical expenses,
you know? Unbelievable, unimaginable, truly.
Yeah, they're trying to get to that $22,000 goal. If you guys are able to help, by all means, it would mean the world to them. But we're thinking of Alessio.
Mm-hmm.
Hoping he pulls through.
Yep.
Coming up on the show, you guys, what do you do when you're on a double date and you find yourself way more into your friend's date than your own?
Whoopsie.
Coming up, we're going to talk with Troy, who says he found himself in that exact situation, and he wants to figure out what the best course of action is when it comes to moving forward. We're going to get Troy on the phone with us coming up next on the show.
98PXY is free and always will be.
What do you do when you're on a double date and find yourself way more into your friend's date than your own? Sounds like our buddy Troy got himself into a pickle.
Yeah.
Oh, baby, now let's make love tonight. It's PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. What's up, guys? 40 for the high. Picture it. You go out with friends or a double date, and you're like, man, I am connecting with this other person way more. What do you do? Because if you handle it wrong or you jump the gun, it can very much backfire and turn messy, can it not? Let's get to our boy on with us this morning. Troy, sounds like you're in a little bit of a dilemma, buddy.
Hey, yeah, good morning. I definitely am in somewhat of a dilemma. Yeah.
Well, we hate to hear that, but yeah. We honestly love the content. Tell us everything.
How can we help?
Yeah, I don't. I've been thinking about how to try to phrase this without sounding like I'm the bad guy. I don't know if I can do it. I'm just feeling very good.
We're off to a great start.
Okay, fair enough.
Okay, let me give you the scoop or whatever. So I went on this double date with my buddy this past weekend, and he met the girl he's going out with like a month or so ago now, and he seems like obsessed with her, which is okay. A red flag for sure. He's just like, he love bombs, you know what I mean? He can be desperate,
yeah.
And then he love bombs, and it just sort of works against him.
Okay, he's a love bomber, okay.
She has this friend, and they wanted to do, like, a double date thing, sort of, like, set me up or whatever. Long story short, it's not long into this date, and I realize...
You're feeling her.
I'm not feeling my date. I'm feeling his date.
Oh.
Like that his girl and I have chemistry.
Right. Okay.
Like,
when did you...
It was a little awkward, even, on the date, because, like, we had this chemistry that I feel like they could sense. Do you know what I mean?
Please. Was it really that strong?
That's how I felt. And I feel like I know myself pretty well. Like, this was, we were vibing.
Okay. Were you sitting next to her or across from her? She was sitting next to your boy, right?
Yeah, she's sitting next to her. But like, we're still, like, I don't know. I feel like there were more, like, in like moments, looks between us than there were between the two of them.
First of all, where did you guys go to dinner, if you don't mind me asking?
We went out to dinner at Vern's on Park Ave.
That's perfect.
Yeah. That's really it's really cozy in there.
Yeah, you guys were in close quarters.
Intimate.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah.
We're having a good time, and we're like, I could tell her and I were into the same things, and I don't know, the girl I'm on that I was set up with, she's cute, and we like it was nice to be there with her, but I'm not like that's not what I'm looking for. You know what I mean? I'm looking for someone who I'm like, whoa.
What first
you're
of all,
it for me, not just cute.
Oh, so the girl you went out with was not it.
Well, no, because the girl that he went out with, I'm like, you are it. You know what I mean? Like, the two things are in the same room.
Oh, my God.
Right, yeah, dude, that's fair enough. I mean, you know what you like. How are you going to handle this situation? What are you looking? I mean, did you tell your boy? You didn't tell him.
No,
of course you didn't.
There's no way.
You kept it to yourself.
So that's why I'm here right now with you, because I'm kind of like, what if I did just go for it?
Is he really that much of a friend?
Look, I love my buddy. He's a good dude or whatever, but there's no way he's her type. And I know she'd be happier with me. And I'm like, okay, how much do I care about this friendship?
Wow,
I
was a bad friend.
I was trying to give you the benefit of the doubt, dude.
You're a bad friend.
I haven't betrayed him yet. I'm talking to you guys about it. I feel like I'm here on the edge of a cliff, and I don't know if I should step back.
You know, it wouldn't be the right thing to do. And obviously, if you want to have this conversation with your friend, be honest with us. Did everyone exchange Instagrams? Did you get the girl you went on a date with her Instagram?
I got her Instagram.
Yeah.
Okay, so you got your date's Instagram. What about your buddy's girl? Did you find her on IG and slide into her DMs? Be honest with me.
Yeah, I definitely did. I definitely did.
Now you guys liking each other's stories. Oh my God.
It's just a lot. An absolute classic tale.
It's a tale as old as time. It really is.
You would betray him, man. It would not be the right thing to do if you went behind his back. He met this girl a month before you did. He obviously really likes her. Grant, listen, if he love bombs her, that's on him if it doesn't work out. But you need to wait for that to play out before you jump in. That's my opinion.
I don't know, man. Don't you feel like if you see the person that you're supposed to be with, don't you feel like you need to call it out?
How do you know you're supposed to be with her?
I have that feeling, man. I know it.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. What?
What would you guys do in this situation? Does Troy act on this or does he completely leave it alone? Because we're talking about his buddy's girl here that he's been dating for a month. Whether or not you think you're a better match, I don't think it's the right thing to do, Troy. 585-252-9800. Guys, text us. Give us a call.
I'm just a big believer in, you know, no risk, no reward.
Okay. I mean, clearly.
No,
I do not think it would be the right thing to do.
Yeah, it's a lot. Touché. And honestly, you're never going to be friends with him again or your relationship's going to be permanently tainted. And I stand on that.
Can I ask?
10 toes down.
I'm going to ask you something real quick, Troy, and I'm going to let you go.
If
going out with this girl meant losing your friend for good, would you do it?
The silence is
probably
evident. Yep.
Probably? Yeah, you're a bad friend.
Yep.
Okay, Troy. No, we're not here to judge, buddy. Thank you for calling in, though, man. I'm going to get to some messages. Why don't you sit tight and hear what other people have to say?
Okay, thank you, guys.
Sound good? All right, good luck, man. Keep us posted. We'll talk soon.
He goes, we're not here to judge. Immediately judges him.
Can we just all agree right now? This is going to end badly for everyone.
No, it's because horrible. Here's the thing.
Here's the thing. If his buddy hasn't already heard this and is hearing it right now, that friendship is on life support. And I'll say this. I think Troy already knows what he's going to do.
I think so, too.
You hear the confidence in his voice?
Mm-hmm.
This isn't should I energy. This is I'm already halfway there.
I'm
He's slid into our DMs.
And I need you guys to give me that last little push. And we didn't do that for him.
I think he's going to end up with his buddy's girl. All right, let me get to a few quick messages. Laura is here. If that girl is feeling the chemistry like he is, then they should go for it. Whether it's messy or not. True love today is rare.
Okay.
So is loyalty.
Right.
Leslie says, I can't believe he's even admitting this on air. Troy, there's a reason people call guys like you dirtbags. He's a walking red flag.
He is a walking red flag. And honestly, if his friend's listening to this right now, he knows who he is. He knows he's coming for his girl. Mr. Steal Your Girl. Like, this is textbook. And he needs to be prepared to lose a friend because he's not.
It's not gonna keep it. I'm telling you, it's messy. Let me go over our boy Marcus. I say my boy Troy needs to shoot his shot, but have a conversation with your buddy first out of respect. Marcus, that ship sailed a long time ago, man.
Very much so.
Yeah.
This person says, if he's okay with losing his friend, then go get your girl. Not people backing him up.
And this is not a true friend.
This person says, he sounds like he would be a love bomber.
He so badly was hoping we were going to be like, yeah,
go for it.
Life's
short. Do you?
98PXY.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Want to clear the air? Need to get something off your chest? Go on, try it. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth. I regret moving in with my lazy, unemployed boyfriend. No one cares that your kid made the honor roll. I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show. There. I said it. Now, doesn't that feel better? BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present There I Said It on the number one hit music station, 98 BXY.
You guys want to spit some hot fire this morning?
We sure do.
I know you do. We're only 7 days into the new year and people are pissed.
They're rattled. They're fired up. They're ready to go.
All right, guys. We love when you're part of the show. 585-252-9800. You can text or call us if you need to clear
the air.
Derek is here. Let's go to our friend Derek. Bag salad is a scam. It's brown by the time you open it, and it's overpriced. There, I said it.
Well, you put it in your, you know, produce drawer, and you forget about it, and you come back for 2 days later, and
that's
what happens.
A week longer. I can't tell you how guilty I feel. I've thrown away so many bag salads that I've purchased over the years.
Yeah.
So many.
It's tough.
And I'm like, okay, time to eat it. No, it expired a month ago.
Sorry.
You got to be
so
careful.
You can get
really sick with those salad kits.
Let's go over to
Joe. So, Moose and Breezy, someone explain to me how people are allowed to wear jeans to the gym. It should not be allowed. There, I said it. 100% agree.
No. That's fair. That's fair. If you're on the Stairmaster in jeans, you're gonna split your pants.
I've seen it.
There's the end of that.
Have you? I mean, if it's happening anywhere, it's Planet Fitness.
Yeah, I don't typically fancy those spots, but I do know that it happens.
Sure.
If you leave the volume on an odd number, you are a psychopath. There, I said it. That's from Larry.
Oh, that is a Larry thing to say. Sure. That is something that would bother a Larry.
Turn it up to 17. Specifically. You know what I mean?
That's just OCD. That's somebody who has serious OCD.
So who's the psychopath? You, Larry, or the person who just flippantly goes through life not worrying about odd or even numbers?
Or the guy who runs home early so he can clean and dust off his baseboards.
So that's just you.
Mine for today is, if your password is 1234, you absolutely deserve to get hacked. There, I said it.
Oh,
hands down. That's the best you can come up with? You know what I mean? iPhone passwords or just passwords alone are 123456. Come on. Come on. Let's go over to Alan. Moose and Breezy, what's up, you guys? Hey, I'm driving to work right now. My wife, Julie, listens to the show every morning. Hey, can you do me a big favor and tell her it's time to take down the Christmas tree? Thanks, guys. There, I said it.
Oh.
Hey, Julie.
Why is this always happening?
Alan, in not so many words, said Christmas ended 2 weeks ago and it's time to take down the tree. So if you're home, get to it.
Hurry up. Pedal to the metal. There's so many coming in that are not safe for the radio. Maybe we'll save them for the live show. Yeah, no, can't say that one. This person says, not enough people wear hats. There, I said it. It's a great accessory to your fit, and if you're not wearing it, you're doing yourself a disservice.
I've been wearing too many hats.
Oh.
I got a beautiful full head of hair, and sometimes I like to show it off.
Okay.
I mean, do you agree?
No. Now you're fishing for compliments.
I know. It's so sad. I'm so sorry. Somebody, no name here, they said women who tattoo their breast are gross. There, I said it. Oh, man. Shots fired. Well, hold on.
The little sun around the... You know what?
It depends on the nature of the tattoo.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if it's a tat of Daffy Duck? Yeah, that's trashy. I personally like when a woman has a tattoo of a rose on her breast, because when she gets older, it slowly starts to turn into a long stem rose.
Yeah, well, we're all making choices. You know what I mean?
Sure. Life is based off of choices and decisions.
He's like, that's why I only dated 60-year-olds specifically for 3 years straight. I had to check out their roses.
They needed help with their catheters. Let's go over to Sarah. I agree. Stop wearing denim to the gym to work out. There I said
Guys, this isn't like a super hot take. Like, people just like don't own basketball shorts. You know what I mean? So this person says, I love to clean a baseboard, Moose. If you want to go on a date, you know what we'll be doing.
Cleaning baseboards?
Okay.
That's it?
You guys on all fours. Reenacting the human centipede. Okay. Perfect. Thank you so much.
Oh, you know, we're going to need a third person for that, to be honest.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Maybe it can be Tina.
I'm not the tail. That movie is so wild.
Yeah, but like, it's one of your favorites.
It is, but like, come on, think about it. It's.
Oh, I've thought about it. More than enough.
It's one of the first Moosterpiece theaters we performed on the show.
No, fully.
And you bring up a good question. What producer thought, hey, you know what's a good idea for a movie? Why don't we get a couple of people to sew their mouth to someone else's ass?
And why aren't they in jail? You know what I mean? Okay. There's a lot of psychologists and psychiatrists that need to seek that.
Better help.
Yeah.
Hey guys, I work at a restaurant for maybe 12 years now, and the people who always leave without pushing in their chairs are some of the most horrible people I've ever met. There, I said it.
Yeah, my fiance weighing in. She's like, it is the most rude, disrespectful thing
is.
You could ever do.
It is. I'm pushing your chair.
Okay. Sorry.
Let's go over to Slick Rick. Hey, what's up, guys? Let's normalize not answering FaceTime calls in 2026 without someone giving you a heads up first. There, I said it.
Yeah. And we'll leave it with this one. My wife and I have a puzzle piece with a heart on our boobs. So when we hug, we complete each other.
Come on.
There, I said it. It's for the grumpy people.
Yeah.
Okay. Not you doing jigsaws on a daily basis.
Oh, that sounds hot.
Connect with PXY Mornings on our socials.
Facebook.
IG.
X.
98 PXY Rochester.
It's Moose and Breezy on 98 PXY.
And we're out.
Hello?
Candy Andy. What's up, brother? It's Moose and Breezy.
What's going on?
Hey, dude, we just wanted to call and share some good news with you because, you know, you're one of our most loyal listeners, and we just wanted to say we appreciate that and maybe give back.
We wanted to cordially, officially invite you, no winning necessary, to come to our live show, you and a guest or you and yourself. We need you there. The show would not be the same without you in the audience.
Do you accept?
Oh, my gosh. I am ecstatic. That is freaking awesome. Thank you so much.
Dude, you are so welcome. Obviously, we thought about you and we're like, Candy Annie, you need to be at the show, man.
You have to be there.
You're up and early. You're listening every single morning. You're constantly checking in with your good vibes. And even if you have a bad day, the glass is still half full. You know what I mean?
We love you.
Love you guys. You guys always make my day when I hear it on the radio. You know, everything you guys always make me laugh. Even if I have a bad day, I turn it on and I'm always smiling. So
okay, well, I'm sobbing. Thank you so much. We are so excited. So put that time off in. Give them a month in advance because tell them you literally have plans the 6th and you just simply can't come to work.
Absolutely, I will. Thank you so much, guys.
You're so
no problem,
welcome.
Man. Hey, much love, dude, and thank you so much for listening. We'll see you at Jiva Theater, February 6th on Friday night.
Have a great day.
Absolutely, I'll see you guys there. You too.
All right, bye.
We love him.
No, I'm obsessed
with him.
He's a
good dude.
No, I'm obsessed.
More chances for you guys to win tickets to PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy live after dark.
Ah!
February 6th at Jiva Theater. Breezy and I will take the stage live, do our live show. First one ever. We're very, very excited.
Yes, we are.
Chances for you to win those coming up at the top of the 9 o'clock for Can't Beat Breezy. Residents right now in Greece, not happy. They're expressing frustration after the Board of Zoning Appeals approved a new Delta Sonic gas station right near their homes.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
The proposed site is going to be located at the Wegmans Plaza right there on Ladder Road, which would include at least 8 pumps, vacuums, and a car wash. We know how huge Delta Sonic is. I mean, yeah, I can understand why there's a little bit of frustration there. Right. How many of you listening live in that area and you want nothing to do with it? One nearby homeowner of the 2 years voiced her concern, and she says the impact on property values and student safety is it's going to destroy our property value. And that's coming from one prominent realtor. Christine Rice said, where I live in that neighborhood, you cannot make a left-hand turn already on Long Pond. And it's true. You have 2,000 students in that area between Greece Athena High School, the middle school, and then Greece Assembly of God, and then the Montessori School. And they're the ones who will be most heavily impacted by this. Delta Sonic stated in a previous meeting it would implement noise reduction measures by using trees in a fence.
They're like, you can't hear anything with this bush right here. It's like, well, that's not how that works.
Sounds like they got it all figured out. Yeah. Okay, cool.
Okay, perfect.
But as of now, they conducted a traffic survey which found no issues from either the Monroe County Department of Transportation or the New York State Department of Transportation. And people are criticizing the zoning approval process, because they're noting that the developer's request for changes to zoning, they require 80,000 gallons of gasoline tanks when only 20,000 gallons are actually permitted. So I don't know how that's going to work out, but the planning board is set to vote on the site plan, I believe, tonight. We'll see what happens with that. I know where they want to do it, in front of that Wegmans there, because there's room to do it, but neighbors are they're not happy. Coming up on the show, you guys, what's the official cutoff for saying Happy New Year? Because we're 7 days in. Mm-hmm. I said it yesterday to a coworker, and I was annoyed at myself. Is it awkward to still say it after the workday back? We'll talk about it coming up next on PXY Mornings.
98 PXY is free.
And always will be.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, riddle me this. When do we officially stop saying Happy New Year to people?
No. Actually, like 2 days ago. No.
I mean, we're officially 1 week into the new year, and I guess some people still letting it slide. I said Happy New Year to a coworker yesterday, and I was annoyed at my I was bothered by it. I'm like, okay, we're done with this. Yeah. I'm officially done saying it.
It's over.
By the way, Christmas tree should have been taken down. It's the 7th. We're done. I understand the argument is that your tree gives off a nice vibe because of the lights.
Mm-hmm.
Buy a lamp. Saying Happy New Year on January 7th feels like saying happy birthday, but you're a couple weeks late.
Right.
You know what I mean?
What are we doing here?
Happy New Year.
It's a little late, frankly, for the Happy New Year's, you know?
Why? Just happened a couple weeks ago, right?
Yeah, that's too long. Statute of limitations is kind of run out on the New Year's. 3 days. Plenty.
3 days.
By the way, everything doesn't have to be happy.
Yeah, no, I agree. And I feel the same way about a lot. I feel the same way about every holiday. Like, if someone's like, Merry Christmas, like, after Christmas, I'm like, ew, no. No.
Oh, you know what bothers me? And I love the holidays. But people are still jamming out to Christmas music in the first of the year. I'm like, no, whoa. It's
now.
Okay to move on. Anyone still saying Happy New Year? Where's the cutoff here? Maybe you're saying it and regretting it. 585-252-9800. Because we need to break this down real quick. I think the reason people get all bothered, like myself, mm-hmm. is that when it comes to wishing people a Happy New Year, it's because, I don't know, the holidays are over. January 1st on New Year's Day, I took down the tree, all the decorations, because it's time to start the new year. Yesterday, threw away all the leftover Christmas cookies.
Yep.
All the Christmas cards, they're taken down.
Down.
Went in the drawer.
See ya.
Now, the people who are still saying Happy New Year to you, let's say third week into the new year, whether they've seen you or not, those are the ones who refuse to take their tree down. I'm telling you right now, I guarantee it.
Something that pisses me off to no end is when people keep their tree up and then they just change the decorations for whatever holidays. A Valentine's Day tree.
No.
A St. Patrick's Day tree.
There are people who do
Easter
that.
Tree. It just like waters down the image of Christmas and having a Christmas tree. Like, so now we just have a tree for every holiday? Like, what? Why are we doing that?
I don't know. Maybe it's
a
just
4th of July tree.
It's easier. It's just the procrastination.
A Cinco de Mayo tree.
By the way, any of you guys using this new hack where you just saran wrap the entire tree and then it's good to go for next year?
No.
I thought about it.
No. Where are you keeping it?
So I found right above my bathroom, there's a huge crawl space. And I put all my decorations and my tree in there. And I was like, oh, this is perfect. And I was like, what if I saran wrap the whole tree? And then I called my brother. I said, did you do that? He goes, no, we just throw our tree out and get a new one every year.
But it's a real tree, right?
No, it's artificial.
What?
Yeah. He's so wasteful.
Okay. As an environmentalist, I have some beef with him, truly.
I mean, so that's the thing. A lot of people right now, they just took their tree. They saran wrapped it with the ornaments still on it. I'm like, yeah, that's a cool hack. It's lazy for sure, but mm-hmm. It makes sense. I tried to do it. I just didn't have the amount of saran wrap I needed. It was an 8-foot tree.
Right.
But when it comes to saying Happy New Year, do we get a grace period? If so, how long? I think we're at the cutoff. It's January 7th.
Yeah. I don't think that it's appropriate. And like, even like, I think saying it in person is one thing and I think it should be absolutely done. But like, even saying it in emails, like, don't waste your finger energy. You know what I mean? Don't even type it out. Don't even type it out.
Kelly said I stopped on January 1st right at midnight. Anything else just feels really kind of fake.
Can I say something else that like rattles me for no reason? I hate when people abbreviate New Year's Eve. To
NYE.
Like it's like NYC, but like there's a typo and I just don't know what it means. And I just like absolutely, I viscerally hate it. Like, I don't know why. Stop abbreviating New Year's Eve to NYE. Like,
yeah,
you know what it reminds me of? FYE. I'm like, oh my God, why are we doing this here? No,
FYE,
thanks.
Like the record store at the mall.
Yeah.
Memories.
FYE.
January 2nd. After that, it feels really forced and weird. That came in from Mark. So I think the cutoff, I mean, obviously it's to what you're comfortable with. If you want to do it and annoy people, that's fine. But wishing someone a new year or like a happy new year, I feel like that's it. We're done. We're a week into the new year and we left it alone.
It's over.
And I've made the mistake of saying it 2 to 3 times to the same person because I'm nervous.
Happy New Year. 2 minutes later, Happy New Year. They're like, get away from me, freak.
I know, it's like it's too much. And I got to tell you guys, usually me and Breezy, we're not this bothered, but we have a lot of opinions.
New Year, new us.
She's confident, bold, and she thinks she has all the answers. BXY Mornings present Rochester's favorite game.
Can't beat Breezy! We need caller 8 right now at 585-252-9800. Why? Because these tickets are burning a hole in our pocket.
Moose, I would argue these tickets are the most important tickets we've ever given away on this show.
That's right. For PXY Mornings, Moose and Breezy live after dark at Jiva Theater. It is our first live show coming to the stage February 6th, and we want you guys to be there with us. All the details on our socials as well. Hi, Moose. Breezy on Air 90 PXY Rochester. Let's go to the phones. PXY, who's this?
This is Miriam.
Hi, Miriam. Where are you calling from? Who are you representing?
I'm calling from Brighton.
Miriam from Brighton, you are caller number 8.
Let's go.
I'm so excited.
Miriam, why do you want to come to our live show?
Oh, my gosh. I love you guys. I listen to you every morning.
Ah!
I even knew that it was Almond Joy yesterday.
Oh, did you really?
I did.
Oh, my gosh.
All right. Well, now this is your chance to go head-to-head with our girl. Why don't you talk
now
some
I'm
trash?
Worried. I'm worried.
Don't be.
Go ahead. Talk some trash.
You know, Breezy, I'm going to do my personal best, and I expect you to bring your personal best, too.
And that's all we can ask. You know what I mean?
Yes.
That's literally all we can ask.
And I want to see that live show, so I'm really going to do my personal best.
Yes, all right. You are.
Breezy
queen.
Is leaving the room. I'm sure you already know what the rules are. They're very simple,
I
Miriam.
Do.
Five seconds on the clock to answer each question. If you end in a tie, you're going to get the win. Let's go to question number 1. Do bright and proud. Miriam, which energy drink is responsible for giving you wings?
Oh, shoot. I know. So-and-so gives you wings. Gives you wings. So-and-so gives you wings. I know it.
The clock is ticking.
Red Bull.
All right, we're going with Red Bull. Let's go to
Red
question
Bull
number 2.
Gives you wings.
Yeah. In The Matrix.
Oh, boy.
Which color pill does Neo take?
The red pill.
Final answer?
Yeah, I'm just going to say red pill because people get red pilled all the time, which is not a good thing.
No.
In the men, the male
no,
world.
It's not. No. A lot happens on the weekends. You know what I mean?
Mm.
Let's go to question number three. Which bird lays the largest eggs?
The ostrich.
Going with the ostrich. Let's go to question number four. What topping is essential for a traditional margarita pizza?
Ooh, traditional margarita pizza. I know that that's got basil and tomato sauce and mozzarella. Well, it's got all those things on it. Let's just say mozzarella.
All right. Let's go to question number five. In the TV show Breaking Bad, what is the name of Walter White's lawyer?
Oh, let's call Saul. It's Saul.
Going with Saul?
Yep, because they did the spinoff on that.
That's what they did.
They did.
All right, let's bring our girl Breezy back in the room. Okay, Miriam, I'm going to tally these up, and I'm going to see how well you did, okay?
Oh, let's hope.
All right. So far, we are looking at a total of 4 out of 5.
Okay. I did better than I thought.
Push it, girl.
Not too shabby. All right. Miriam from Brighton, bring in the heat. All right.
4 out of 5 is crazy. Not going
to
lie.
Put you on hold. We're going to go over to our girl Breezy, see how well she does. Question number one, which energy drink is responsible for giving you wings?
Red Bull, baby.
Question number two, in The Matrix, which color pill does Neo take?
Blue.
Question three, Breezy, which bird lays the largest eggs?
Eagles.
Final answer?
Bald eagles.
Oh, they gotta be bald.
Gotta wax that head, you know what I mean?
What topping is essential for a traditional margarita pizza?
Shaved tomato slices or mozzarella cheese.
We're looking for a correct answer here, okay? Maybe you can get half a point, but I'm looking for a correct answer.
What do you mean?
We're going to question number five, last one. In the TV show Breaking Bad, what is the name of Walter White's lawyer?
Never seen that show a day in my life.
I'll give you a hint. It's all good, man.
Snoop Dogg? What? I don't... not a great hint. Okay, going Snoop Dogg.
Okay, we're going... Hey, Miriam, how do you think Breezy did?
You know what? I think she brought her personal best. I think she did all right.
Is that like a slap? Is that like a backhanded compliment? Like she's doing the best she can.
All right, well... Breezy got a total of 1 out of 4.
Oh, no. I thought she did better than me.
You got right with red pill. There was 5 questions.
You got 1 right out of 5. Sorry.
Okay.
Miriam, you absolutely crushed it. You got yourself the win.
Awesome. I'm really excited. Can't wait to see you guys.
Oh my God.
Do you want to run through the board or does it matter?
No, I want to know.
All right. Question one. Yes, the answer was Red Bull. Number two, in The Matrix, that color pill is red. You got that right.
Classic.
Breezy said blue. Which bird lays the largest eggs? Breezy said the bald eagle. Incorrect. You said ostrich, Miriam. That's right. That topping that is essential for traditional margarita pizza is basil.
Oh, geez. Please, give me a break.
You originally said it, Miriam. You switched it up to
mozzarella.
But, you know, mozzarella's on every pizza. And then
in
the TV show Breaking Bad. What is the name of Walter White's lawyer? That is Saul Goodman. Breezy said Snoop Dogg. That's okay. You said Saul. You got that one correct, Miriam. You are going to the show at Jiva Theater. We can't wait to meet you in the flesh.
Who are you going to bring with you?
It's either my husband or my boyfriend. No. It's going to be my husband.
Okay. Perfect.
Right.
She's like, I'm not going. So.
A couple people listening are going to get very jealous, a.k.a. your boyfriend. Why don't you go ahead, Miriam, and say, my name is Miriam from Brighton, and I just beat Breezy.
My name is Miriam from Brighton, and I just beat breezy.
Yes, you did, girl.
What do you do when you're on a double date and find yourself way more into your friend's date than your own?
That's kind of awkward.
Our buddy Troy has gotten himself in a real pickle. Speaks White Mornings with Moose and Breezy.
Oh, baby, now let's make love tonight.
Just picture it, you guys. You go out on a double date and you're like, wow, I am connecting with this other person way more. What
That's
do you do?
Not my date.
Because if you handle it wrong, or let's say you jump the gun on a situation like this, it can turn messy really quickly.
Yep.
Let's get to our boy on hold this morning. Troy, it sounds like you're in a little bit of a dilemma, buddy.
Hey, yeah, good morning. I definitely am in somewhat of a dilemma. Yeah.
Well, we hate to hear that, but yeah. We honestly love the content. Tell us everything.
How can we help?
Yeah, I don't... I've been thinking about how to try to phrase this without sounding like I'm the bad guy. I don't know if I can do it. I'm just feeling very conflicted.
We're off to a great start.
Okay, fair enough.
Okay, let me give you the scoop or whatever. So I went on this double date with my buddy this past weekend, and he met the girl he's going out with like a month or so ago now, and he seems like obsessed with her, which is okay. A red flag for sure. Well, he love bombs. You know what I mean? He can be desperate,
yeah.
And then he love bombs, and it just sort of works against him.
Okay, he's a love bomber. Okay.
She has this friend, and they wanted to do like a double date thing, sort of like set me up or whatever. Long story short, it's not long into this date, and I realize
you're feeling her.
I'm not feeling my date. I'm feeling his date.
Oh.
Like that his girl and I have chemistry.
Right. Okay.
Like,
when did you?
It was a little awkward even on the date because like we had this chemistry that I feel like they could sense too. Do you know what I mean?
Please. Was it really that strong?
That's how I felt, and I feel like I know myself pretty well. Like we were vibing.
Okay.
Okay.
Were you sitting next to her or across from her? She was sitting next to your boy, right?
Yeah, she's sitting next to her. But like, we're still like, I don't know. I feel like there were more like in like moments, looks between us than there were between the two of them.
First of all, where did you guys go to dinner, if you don't mind me asking?
We went out to dinner at Vern's on Park Ave.
That's perfect.
Yeah. It's really cozy in there.
Yeah, you guys were in close quarters.
It's intimate.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. Yep.
We're having a good time, and we're like, I can tell her and I were into the same things, and I don't know. The girl I'm on, like, that I was set up with, she's cute, and we, like, it was nice to be there with her, but I'm not, like, that's not what I'm looking for, you know what I mean? I'm looking for someone who I'm like, whoa.
What, first
you're
of all,
it for me, not just cute.
Oh, so the girl you went out with was not it.
Well, no, because the girl that he went out with, I'm like, you are it. You know what I mean? Like, the two things in the same room.
Oh my god,
right, dude, that's fair enough. I mean, you know what you like. How are you gonna handle this situation? What are you looking I mean, did you tell your boy? You didn't tell him.
No,
of course you didn't.
There's no way.
You kept it to yourself.
So that's why I'm here right now with you, because I'm kind of like, what if I did just go for it?
Is he really that much of a friend?
Look, I love my buddy. He's a good dude or whatever, but there's no way he's her type. And I know she'd be happier with me. And I'm like, okay, how much do I care about this friendship?
Wow, you're a bad friend.
I was trying to give you the benefit of the doubt, dude.
You're a bad friend.
I haven't betrayed him yet. I'm talking to you guys about it. I feel like I'm here on the edge of a cliff, and I don't know if I should step back.
You know, it wouldn't be the right thing to do. And obviously, if you want to have this conversation with your friend, be honest with us. Did everyone exchange Instagrams? Did you get the girl you went on a date with her Instagram?
I got her Instagram.
Yeah.
Okay, so you got your date's Instagram. What about your buddy's girl? Did you find her on IG and slide in her DMs? Be honest with me.
Yeah, I definitely did. I definitely did.
Now you guys liking each other's stories. Oh my god.
This is
a lot.
An absolute classic tale.
It's a tale as old as time. It really is.
You would betray him, man. It would not be the right thing to do if you went behind his back. He met this girl a month before you did. He obviously really likes her. Grant, listen, if he love bombs her, that's on him if it doesn't work out. But you need to wait for that to play out before you jump in. That's my opinion.
I don't know, man. Don't you feel like if you see the person that you're supposed to be with, don't you feel like you need to call it out?
How do you know you're supposed to be with her?
I have that feeling, man. I know it.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. What?
What would you guys do in this situation? Does Troy act on this, or does he completely leave it alone? Because we're talking about his buddy's girl here that he's been dating for a month. Whether or not you think you're a better match, I don't think it's the right thing to do, Troy. 585-252-9800. Guys, text us. Give us a call.
I'm just a big believer in, you know, no risk, no reward.
Okay. I mean, clearly.
No,
I don't,
literally.
I do not think it would be the right thing to do.
Yeah, it's a lot. Touché. And honestly, you're never going to be friends with him again, or your relationship's going to be permanently tainted. And I stand on that.
Can I ask?
10 toes down.
I'm going to ask you something real quick, Troy, and I'm going to let you go.
If
going out with this girl meant losing your friend for good, would you do it?
The silence is evident.
Probably.
Yep.
Probably? Yeah, you're a bad friend.
Yep.
Okay, Troy. No, we're not here to judge, buddy. Thank you for calling in, though, man. I'm going to get to some messages. Why don't you sit tight and hear what other people have to say?
Okay, thank you, guys.
Sound good? All right, good luck, man. Keep us posted. We'll talk soon. All right. We can all agree right now this is going to end badly for everyone.
Because we're not here to judge. Continues to judge.
Because here's the thing. If his buddy hasn't already heard this, and he's hearing it right now, the friendship it's over. It's on life support.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm saying this right now. Troy already knows what he's going to do, does he not? You heard the confidence in his voice.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's halfway there, baby. He slid into the DMs. I think he's going to end up with his buddy's girl. I'm telling you that right now. All right, let's get to a few people on hold. 585-252-98-PXY, or excuse me, PXY. You're live. Go ahead.
Calling in on the topic that's going on. So, believe it or not, this is the cool uncle back from Christmas time.
Oh, yep, absolutely.
So, who does this guy think he is? Trey Songz?
I love it.
I'm just saying, guys, this is like the worst thing you can do.
I agree.
Top unloyalty. Mark your name forever, as in you cannot trust this guy.
Tarred
that
and feathered.
Is what he's doing.
Scarlet letter.
Yeah, that's no friend of mine.
Yeah, me neither. And I wish him luck with the girl, but this is not the way to do it.
It's not, man.
It's not.
He's not Trey Songz.
He's not Trey Songz.
No, you can't steal his girl. That's not how life works.
Nope. Oh, my goodness. Well, thank you so much for the input. And yeah, it's firing a lot of people up this morning.
Honestly, if you can give one piece of advice on how to handle this, what would it be?
Ah, man, I would probably go with what you guys say. I would let it play out. If they're not meant to be and he feels this strongly about this girl, then they probably won't work out if she feels the same way that he feels after that date the other day.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yep. She felt the chemistry just like he did. But honestly, if he slides in her DMs right behind his buddy's back, karma.
Absolutely karma. I'm signing off. Have a great day, guys.
You too, brother.
Love you, bye.
Leslie says, I cannot believe he's even admitting this on air. Troy, there's a reason people call guys like you dirtbags.
Yeah.
He is a walking red flag.
He's like, I'm a good friend through and through, but like, honestly, I want to steal his girl. I'm like, okay, that's not it.
He's your boy, right? Yeah, he's a good guy.
No, love him like a brother. You know what I mean?
98 PXY is free and always will be.
Ariana, switching positions. You know what I mean?
Constantly switching positions for you.
Moose, Breezy, what's up, guys? What are some of the shows right now that you absolutely just can't get enough of?
And honestly, I feel like TV has changed so much. We are in a space right now where everyone wants to curl up, cuddle inside, and binge watch X amount of TV shows. And it feels like every time I go to like research a show on TikTok or me Googling shows I should watch right now, it's always like these quick one-hit seasons. I haven't watched a multiple-season show in it seems like forever.
Yeah, I can't. I'm too busy watching true crime docs. I can't get away from that.
At what point does that become like
a problem?
We've seen this before. How many times can he murder her in the kitchen and be like, I wasn't even home?
It's crazy because I don't know if you guys remember the Michael Peterson trial, the staircase. They find his wife dead at the bottom of the stairs. And it's like, oh, she just tumbled down the stairs and her head gashed open. There was 13 to 14 episodes in that series. And I watched it twice.
Yeah, that's an issue. That's a massive issue.
But I just never got into Stranger Things. And
no.
I know the last season came out and some of you mixed reviews.
Wasn't it like in the one of the like last episodes, like in the theater?
That, I don't know. But I know some people.
It's going to be.
I didn't even start watching it. I couldn't.
Is it sci-fi?
Yeah.
Then don't put me down for it.
Yeah. You never watched it at all?
No, never, not once.
Yeah. It was big and then it went away for a while. And now I'm just like, I can't get into it. Some of you are disappointed.
One of my favorite things to do is not watch popular TV shows that everyone's like, oh my God, you have to watch. Like, I won't. I won't because I know I won't like it. I know I'll be confused. One of the things that's really been rattling my chain when it comes to binge watching these TV shows, and I know everyone's in the same boat, is obviously the streaming services are robbing us blind. It's absolutely diabolical. Now on Peacock, there's different tiers. Like you can only watch, you know, the one show that you want to watch if you're a gold tier. It's like, okay, how much money do I really have to pay right now? Also, there is one actor that I maybe signed a multi-show deal with Peacock because he is legitimately in every single show. Jake Lacy. You know who this is? Ever heard of this man?
Jake Lacy.
If you haven't, just go to Peacock. He's in every single show. And I'm watching these shows back to back to back to back. And I'm like, wait, I've already seen this. But it's not that I've seen it. It's just that he is in it.
Yeah, no, he signed a deal with the studios to just have reoccurring. Is it one of those shows, though, where it's like American Horror Story?
No. Like, no.
Like,
no.
It's always different, but they use the same actors?
No, it's... No.
Okay.
I'm saying, like All Her Fault. He was in All Her Fault. And then I watched Apple Never Falls. And then I watched...
Oh, he's busy. He's a busy actor.
Like, it's just... Okay.
Guys, I don't know how many of you are excited about this, but I need to break the news that Star Search is returning this year, January 20th. You guys remember Star Search, Ed McMahon?
No.
Oh, breezy. It was like the American Idol when we were younger, and everyone on the Mickey Mouse Club would perform, and that's how they would get discovered. It's how Kevin James got discovered. Justin Timberlake was on it, Christina Aguilera, all of them. And now they're bringing it back. It's going to be a live Netflix reboot, and the judges are Jelly Roll,
oh,
Sarah Michelle Gellar, Chrissy Teigen.
I went to jail and I saw God. Okay, Jelly Roll. Thank you.
Guy lost a ton of weight.
Yeah, he looks great. He's crushing it. I just think that right now, binge watching television shows is a Olympic event, an Olympic sport, and you need to buckle in and lock in. And if it doesn't catch my interest in the first episode, I'm out.
I know, that's,
I'm out.
That's what the holidays, that's what the break was for. Watch as many movies and useless TV as you possibly can. And we did just that. I'm waiting for Severance to come back to Apple. I mean, but here's the problem with things like this. The last season was in March. The new season, season 3, doesn't hit until April. It's like when you wait 13, 14 months for the next season to arrive, it's like you forgot everything. That's why I lost interest with Stranger Things.
Yeah, and then like you have to go back and watch the season before, and it's like, okay, now I'm just like rewatching this. That's like Tell Me Lies is coming out, I think, next week, and I kind of forgot what happened, so now I have to go back and rewatch and see what's going on. But I love TV. It's like, it's my kryptonite. I can't get enough of it.
Which is good and bad.
Truly. Truly. So if you have any good shows, hit me up. 585-252-9800.
Oh, by the way, when was The Last of Us? That's old news, right?
I don't even know what that is. Isn't that the alien one?
The Last of Us season. Somebody, Rachel, just wrote, I didn't think I cared about The Last of Us season 2. Then I cried for 3 episodes straight. It was unreal.
What will it take for you to give up on a show? Like, oh, I'm 2 seasons in.
I'm not stimulated.
There's one last season, and I'm just, like, over it.
If I'm on my phone and not paying attention while it's on, I clearly don't care about it or the plot.
True.
And then it's back to true crime. Got to watch that P. Diddy doc.
Gotta do it. So important.
Hey, it's Devins, and I've got all the strange news stories that you won't get scrolling your Instagram feed. Starting at 3 every afternoon right here on 98 PXY.